shoulder and hand above you down in the street. Black canyons warm the king.
You're listening to Maya's Mix here on KSKQ. Today, April 29th, 2011, I have the honor of doing a show I've been waiting to do for quite a while. I'm going to be featuring songs that have been compiled by Steve Wire. He teaches a course at OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, which offers adults an exciting way to get into the creative, all the different aspects of crosswords, crossword puzzles, and as he explains on his website, he caters to everyone from beginners who are just interested in improving their skills to experts looking for more puzzles or challenges. And he even is able to give an opportunity to budding cruciverbalists, which are crossword authors. I was talking with Steve a while ago about my radio show, explaining how Maya's Mix works, where there's a different topic, a different theme each week, and we find songs that have to do with that topic, whether the references are in the lyrics or in the titles. And he told me that he's actually been collecting songs about crosswords for quite a while, and we realized it would be a great topic for a Maya's Mix show. And he has quite a long list. He just started discovering them a while back and now has a great mix of all sorts of different styles and songs from different times that all have to do with crosswords. And I never thought that that could be possible to have so many, but there really are. And I've had a really fun time looking through all the different songs and getting more of an understanding of all the different metaphors that they can have, as well as the ways that they play into the lyrics of some really witty songs. I look forward to playing the songs today and sharing them with you, as well as excerpts from a discussion that Steve and I had about a range of related topics. It was an interview. Since he couldn't make it to the studio today, I recorded it, and I'm going to be able to share pieces with you mixed in with the music and the songs that we're going to be playing. Right now, the song that you're hearing in the background is a song called Crossword. It's Jethro Tull. And the lyrics are, life is a clue in your crossword, among other things. So let's start off with an excerpt from the interview. Steve is going to be sharing with us how he first got interested in crosswords.
Well, I think initially when I started this class, putting the outline together about 6 months ago, I would never have dreamed I was going to have music, you know, involved in it. You know, as I started looking at the history of crosswords, I kept running across references to songs and plays that had kind of been developed over time, mystery novels, you know, Broadway musical, TV shows, movies. And then I found an interview with Will Shortz that he had done for NPR. He does a lot of interviews for NPR, but he had done a fairly extended one, I think, talking about the crossword tournament. And in that interview, he had several songs that he played. You know, this one song called Crossword Mama, You Puzzle Me, from 1924. And that, you know, that when he played that, and then I think he had a snippet of maybe a Barbara Mandrell song. And there were a couple of songs in there, and all of a sudden I realized, oh, there's this music out there. And so I started thinking, oh, you know, I could probably at least include a few lists of these, you know, just kind of in the reference section. But as I started finding more and more, I started, you know, using Google. I went to some lyric sites, and out on YouTube, if you just kind of type in crossword, you know, you get a lot of a lot of videos that might include people singing or, you know, teaching you how to do crosswords or, you know, whatever. But as I found more and more of those, I realized these are really key to our whole culture. You know, all of this art, music that has been kind of coming up at the same time as the development of crosswords themselves, it seemed to me was significant. So then I just started including it in the main timeline that I had for crosswords. Anyway, so I'm just pretty jazzed about doing puzzles. It's a lot of fun. And I think, of course, as I've been developing the course, I've gotten more excited just because of all this interesting information that I wanted to share with people. And, of course, all the music that we found.
I found my true love today, doing the crossword on the back of the six string of ballpoint pen. He looked up, that's when my heart did a double take, a butterfly spin. Oh, heaven above, I found my true love. I said 17 down. I think it's possibly a shanty town. I felt my heart toss. There was seven across.
Puzzled by people, and I don't trouble trouble, and trouble don't trouble me. Stare at the paper, fold it in two. Facing the walls are the soles of my shoes.
Sometimes
you have to find out for yourself.
Sometimes
you need to be told.
Sometimes
you never find the answer.
It's all the story.
We never had a crossword. My words got lost and you never heard. I'm two down, you're one across the room. Beginning with I and ending in you. Beginning in my eye and ending as an X. Leaves a bad taste in my mouth to think of you again, like the bad taste leaking from the ink in my pen. Doodle at the sides as I do too in life. Choosing to lose time instead of doing what I like. Starts off black and white and lacking in light till pen in blue lends it a hue. Puzzled by people, loving isn't easy. You can't Google the solution to people's feelings.
Sometimes
you have to find out for yourself.
Sometimes
you need to be told.
Sometimes
you never find the answer.
It's all the story.
Chewing on the pen, two down again. Not enough letters for the clue in my head. Lost in thought, never been there before. With the turn of a pun on the tip of my tongue. The freshest memory will fail to recall, as well as the messiest faded scrawl. I'm puzzled by people. Loving isn't easy, you can't Google the solution to people's feelings.
Sometimes
you have to find out for yourself.
Sometimes
you need to be told.
Sometimes
you never find the answer.
It's all the story.
I'm puzzled by people. Loving isn't easy, you can't Google the solution to people's feelings.
Sometimes
you have to find out for yourself.
Sometimes
you need to be told.
Sometimes
you never find the answer.
It's all the story.
Sometimes
you have to find out for yourself.
Sometimes
you need to be told.
Sometimes
you never find the answer.
It's all the story.
This is your community radio station, KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya's Mix, and the song that we just heard is called Puzzled by People. The artist is named Streets. And as you could hear in the references of that song, it was appropriate for the theme today, which is crossword puzzles. And the song that we heard before that is titled Crossword, as are many of the songs that we're going to hear in this hour, actually. And the artist was Helen Slater. And when Steve was first talking in the beginning of this set, I meant to tell you that in the background we were listening to music that also is fitting for the theme, since the name of that jazz piece was Crossword. And you heard a little bit of it. The artists are Crossover Jazz Trio and Tino Tracana. And we're going to be listening to another clip of the interview I had with Steve right now. And in the background, you're going to be listening to music called Mozartian Crossword, performed by Jeannie Timmel. So let's hear more of what Steve has to say about the significance of crossword puzzle lyrics and the obsession and addiction that comes up with that. So do you think artists, musical artists, use crossword puzzles as kind of a metaphor for other issues? And if so, what have you seen about that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, definitely. Especially about, you know, the great puzzle of life, you know, some songs about that, and also about relationships. So I've seen, you know, it seems like a lot of songs kind of fit into those molds. So for example, that song I mentioned, you know, Crossword Mama, You Puzzle Me in 1924. This was kind of at a time when crosswords were first coming into vogue. You know, they really got kind of invented it in their current form in 1913, so about 100 years ago. The 1920s was time of, you know, lots and lots of fads, including crossword puzzles. And so this song came out, it was a hit song, you know, and it's about kind of obsession and addiction.
You treat me like an orphan in a storm. Crossword books won't keep my tootsies warm. Crossword Mama, you puzzle me, but Papa's gonna figure you out. Washington, he crossed the Delaware. Columbus crossed the ocean blue. If there's any more crossing to be done, Papa's gonna double cross you.
Can be crosswords between my sweetie and me. She sits puzzling, don't seem to care whether I'm near her or taking the air. I'm jealous, how can I win sympathy? I'm hoping she'll soon need L-O-V-E. Kind words are lost words since she found those crosswords that come between sweetie and me. Last night I rang the bell but saw no signs of life inside. So I got scared and walked right in. I thought they all had died. I found them doing crosswords with the lights all burning bright. They never knew that I was there until I said goodnight. I'm eating in a crossword restaurant and it's a bear. There's crosswords on the wall and crosswords on the bill of fare. The tablecloths are checkered in a fascinating group. They pick the letters from the alphabet that's in the soup. I
unnecessary. Each night when I go to call, fools there have been since the world began, but I'm the daddy of all. Crosswords have made me blue as can be, brought crosswords between my sweetie and me. Every night in her little home, we sit together, but I'm all alone. I'm jealous, how can I win sympathy? I'm hoping she'll soon need L-O-V-E. She's so contrary, her old dictionary, and crosswords are sweeter than me. Our cook has got so bad, she's doing crosswords every day. And last night when the cop came in, I heard her softly say, O'Reilly, can you name a word that means I love but you? He grabbed her quick and kissed her, and she punched him black and blue. My father is the worst of all that crossword puzzle mob. He never goes to bed at all, he's even lost his job. With pencil and a paper, he sits down to eat his meals. He wore out his eraser and used mother's rubber heels. Crosswords have made me blue as can be, brought crosswords between my sweetie and me. She sits puzzling, don't seem to care whether I'm near her or taking the air. I'm jealous, how can I win sympathy? I'm hoping she'll see new L-O-V-E. Nine words are lost words since she found those crosswords that come between sweetie and me.
You know, then there was a musical review on Broadway in 1925 called Puzzles of 1925. There's a scene where there's a crossword sanitarium where solvers had lost their minds. Because this was really, as I say, this was an obsession with people in the 20s. There was a song there called Since Ma's Gone Crazy Over Crossword Puzzles. I don't know that you have this music anyplace, but a little piece of the lyrics was, the house has gone to ruin since all that mother's doing is putting letters in little squares. We live on canned tomatoes and old cold boiled potatoes. No wonder when he comes home, father swears. So that was kind of an early theme, you know, from the 20s. There was a song in 25, which I haven't actually heard. I've just seen the title. It's evidently was by a great, you know, jazz clarinetist called I've Got the Crossword Puzzle Blues. And there, the just one sentence of the lyrics is, I'm feeling awfully down and cross. I spend all day solving, but I still don't have a clue.
That's witty.
And then later on, you know, some of the songs like, I think there was this, Dana was an artist in 1972, had a pop hit called Crossword Puzzle that was on the BBC charts. And that was kind of about life, you know, and feeling puzzled. Her life was a crossword puzzle, kind of as a metaphor. You know, the lyrics, you know, isn't life a little bit like a crossword puzzle? Giving you lots of trouble. I'm scratching my head to find the clues in the black and white that make up yesterday's news. And my crossword puzzle is keeping me in a muddle.
That's great.
Find the clues in the black and the white that make up yesterday's news. And my crossword puzzle keeps me in a muddle. And just as I think I've got it working out, I'm wrong headers, but I said I'd stay with you for better or Yours, that's the name of the game. But still I'm confused by my crossword puzzle. It's keeping me in a muddle, and just as I think I've got it working out, I'm
crossword is ruined like this. You open a box of chocolate and I'm fine. Like a child on the playground, I guess it was mine. Spilled drink, but that's okay. Much time left anyway. The seasons change as fast as they can. It seems like they all wanna dance till the end. My heavy low, an answer for this. My mind is a crossroads room like this. It seems like they all want to dance till the end. My heavy low, an answer for this. My mind is a crossword room like the seasons change as fast as they can. It seems like they all want to dance till the end. My heavy low, an answer for this. My mind is a crossword room like this.
Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice proudly supports KSKQ LP 94.9 FM in Ashland, Oregon. Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice brings together labor unions, religious congregations, student groups, and community organizations to improve working people's standard of living, job security, and their right to organize. You can visit their website at www.sojwj.org. And KSKQ thanks Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice, as well as listeners like you, for supporting community radio. This is Maya's Mix, and we're going to continue our conversation with Steve Weyer all about songs that have to do with crossword puzzles.
There's a quote from Eric Fromm, you know, the capacity to be puzzled is the premise of all creation, be it in art or science. And so, you know, you say you were curious. Well, I think the fact is we like to be curious and puzzled and challenged. Bill Clinton said, the New York Times puzzle is like life. You know, you start with the problems you can solve, the answers you know, and you work, and you move out from there. So I thought it was kind of good. And Stephen Sondheim said, you know, the nice thing about doing a crossword puzzle is you know there's a solution. So I think that's, it's kind of a nice thing when you think about it, because we all face lots of problems in life, and crossword puzzle is a kind of a nice size puzzle that has, it does have a solution, even if you can't figure it out right away. And it is, and one of the things we talk about in the class is how you can get better, you know, at solving puzzles. So that's kind of one thing, is it's just kind of inherent to our, I think, human nature is to be puzzled and to like to solve problems. And at the same time, they're fun. Some of the better puzzles really do a lot of wordplay, and it's just a lot of fun when you have that aha experience and figure out what the author was trying to do, what the theme was, you know, and kind of how it all fits together. So that's an enjoyable, you know, experience.
Right now we're getting to hear the song called Train of Thought. This is Aha. As you could hear in the lyrics, he likes to have the morning paper's crossword solved. Words go up, Words come down, forwards, backwards, twisted round. Before that, when Steve was talking in the background, we were hearing a song called Crossword by Noro, a Japanese artist. Before that was Crossword, the version done by Deck Chair Orange. And before that was Crossword Puzzle by Dana. So this is a fun exploration of crossword puzzles. Thank you to Steve Weyer and his valuable insights into the whole, this amazing world of songs about crossword puzzles that I never knew existed before this. But there certainly are many, and they span across all sorts of different music types and genres. And so now let's hear Steve share with us. We're going to be hearing some other ones. It was fun to hear him share the quotes about crossword puzzles. And now we're going to start off the next set with him talking about some other songs as well.
So there's just lots of songs that use crossword in the title or maybe a phrase in the lyrics. And I don't know how much those really have to do with puzzles. But again, just part of the culture. Maybe they, none of them were top hits, but 1984, Barbara Mandrell had a song also called Crossword Puzzle. I don't know why they couldn't come up with some better names. And George Strait had one in 2003 called Four Down and 12 Across. What I thought was interesting about both of those was there, of course, the whole song is about crossword puzzles, but the song was kind of used a structure of a crossword puzzle. You know, they kind of explicitly said things like, you know, one across, you know, I can read you the lyrics if you want. You know, one across, I'm feeling this, two down, you did this kind of thing. And so I thought those were interesting just because, again, they were about relationships and, you know, lost love and all that. But they also, as they said, they very explicitly used the structure of a crossword in terms of the clues and listing clues, you know, as part of the lyrics.
What we've become is one across, and also rhymes with rules. Two down is what we tell, that's opposite the truth. Three across is what we do, other's feelings. Four across begins with A and means disagree.
We're living out a crossword puzzle.
face. Now love's the only word without a space.
Sometimes I hate it, sometimes I love it. Girl, this relationship we're in, to say the least, it's puzzling. Like a crossword puzzle, fill in the blanks. What's four down and 12 across? Two letter synonym for lost, that's me. And a three letter word that rhymes with through. Oh, I get it. That's you. Never believed in horoscopes, but to the left of the ad for a new dishwashing soap, dear Abby's got some good advice for a troubled couple lost in paradise. In the living section, page 2. What's four down and 12 across? Two letter synonym for lost, that's me. And a three letter word that rhymes with through. Oh, I get it. That's you, that's me, that's us. Sometimes love ain't enough. We try and try. For the life of me, why did we give up? What's four down and 12 across? Two letter synonym for lost, that's me. And a three letter word that rhymes with through. Oh, I get it. That's you. That's me. What's four down and 12 across? That's us.
References to crossword puzzles, speaking of the history of them, have definitely been around quite a long time. we're going back to 1977 right now. This is Split Ends is the name of the group, and the song is Crosswords. It's an unreleased promo clip from their Dysrhythmia album. Woohoo. The song that we heard before this one was Four Down and 12 Across. That was George Strait from the Honky Tonkville album. And we also heard Crossword Puzzle by Barbara Mandrell. And Steve mentioned both of those before we got to hear them. He was pointing out the relevant lyrics in them. So we're going to also get to hear a song, a different version of a song that I played for my games theme a couple weeks ago. And it was to give you a little taste of what this show was going to be about, since it refers to crossword puzzles. The name of it is Crossword Puzzle, and it's from a musical. And we're going to hear Steve talk about it before I play this other version. But the new version I'm going to play, or not new, but the different one I'm playing today is by Claire Carpin. And so let's go ahead and hear what he has to say, what Steve says about this the song in the musical.
The other one about relationships, I think you played on your first, the show a couple weeks ago about games, and that was the one from the musical. It was 76. Starting Here, Starting Now. Mm-hmm. And that's a fairly long song. And there's some nice YouTube videos where you can actually see the singer, fretting over the crossword puzzle, as she's puzzled. But that's, again, about a relationship. I have a little synopsis here that I put on the website, which is a woman's holding her New York Times puzzle and reveals that ever since her Hecky is the name of her boyfriend, left her, she has been unable to focus on the crossword puzzle. As she tries to answer some clues, she is continually distracted by thoughts of him. She'll start talking about the New York Times, and then she's about ready to say Times, and then she'll say, "Oh, the times that we had." slowly it's understood that the reason Hecky left her was because, being the intelligent woman that she is, when they did the crossword together, she always got all the answers before him. So this led to much frustration and arguing, and eventually Hecky couldn't handle it anymore. And as she stumbles through each clue, she becomes more upset and less in control of her emotions. So, again, a lot about, relationships. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably the key metaphor. So I was really, I guess, surprised to find so many songs, like that. Mm-hmm.
I am sitting here doing the Sunday Times crossword puzzle. Somehow the words won't come. I am staring at squares, but my eyes never focus, and my mind's feeling strangely numb. What's a five-letter word meaning? Here's an example. Two down, a Peruvian poison dart. Why, when Hecky and I used to breeze through the puzzle on Sundays, the answer would leap in my heart a beast. That's a new GNU. Boop-boop-be-doo, where is Hecky now? Ha, he ran off with some floozy on a boat bound for warmer climes. And he left me here doing a crossword puzzle in the Sunday. All the times we'd have fun here, when more often than not, he'd say, "Hun, what's a pustule?" And I'd say, "It's a blot." He'd say, "Afghani nomad." And I'd say, "It's a Kurd." I'd let him hold the pencil. He could write in a word. And when he was having trouble spelling tryst, T-R-Y-S-T, I showed him how I showed him. 23 across, lover archaic. Amorist, A-M-O-R-I-S-T blank. I am sitting here doing the Sunday Times crossword puzzle. Somehow the words won't come. Can you figure it, me, with my splendid vocabulary? Maybe I should play dumb. What's a four-letter word meaning? How could it happen to us? There was never a moment's doubt. All at once, heck, he's jumping and screaming and yelling. I tell you, the four-letter words that came out. Prefix, that means pro. P-R-O, the day Odo starts you feeling as if having brains and intelligence was one of the world's worst crimes. And the sentence is doing the crossword puzzle in the Sunday. All the times, hecky, tell me. You shut up, this I'll get. Seven blanks meaning air hole. It's fistula, I bet. I'd say no, he'd say don't tell me. Tubulus, no, tubuli. I'd say hecky, it's chimney. Hecky'd sit down and cry. Maybe that's why I'm being left here on the shelf. Perhaps he wanted to get the long ones by himself. 38 across, she carries a torch. Statue of Liberty, S-T-A-T-U-E-O-F-L-I-B-E-R-T-Y. Why? I am sitting here doing the Sunday Times crossword, and I know why the words won't come. 'Cause my mind smiles off on a boat to Bermuda with an ignorant, lousy crumb. What's a four-letter word meaning Phi Beta Kappa? That's me, I'm as bright as a girl can be. So bright, someone else who cannot tell a fig from a frigate is off with my hacky at sea. Bird, that's an auk, A-U-K. Auk! If I weren't so dumb, I'd be spending this Sunday in a church, hearing wedding chimes, and I'd never remember there was a puzzle in the Sunday Times.
Like a showgirl who sleeps with her makeup on. And I'm ready for the footlights to play the part I'm cast. I may not be a star, but I'm happy at last. Dance like Billy Budd, and I pray like Dinah Shore. I disappear like Garbo, but I come back wanting more. And I don't know where I'm going. I'm running out of cash. May not be well off, but I'm happy at last. No, I may not be well off, but I'm happy at last. I'm not as smart as a Sunday Times crossword. Big words get me in trouble. I never see the light shine down. I burn too fast. I may be pale, but I'm happy at last. On life, and dreams his dad away. He still lives with his parents, just like he always has. He may not always know it, but he's happy at last. No, he may not always know it, he's happy at last. Happy at last.
That song. I'm glad it was appropriate for the theme today. I wouldn't have known because the title of it is Little Bird. The artist is Imogen Heap, and the Steve found that to be appropriate in his searches for songs about crossword puzzles, because in the lyrics, if you're listening, one of the lyrics is, crossword puzzles start to grate, one across, four-letter word, it's just not sitting. So there are all sorts of different metaphors and ways that we can use the symbolism of crossword puzzles and what they are to be applicable for all different sorts of topics. That's for sure. Before that song, we heard Happy at Last, and that was the Josh Joplin group. And I wouldn't have known that that one was a fitting crossword puzzle song either. But the lyrics, if you're listening to those, it's, I'm not as smart as a Sunday Times, crossword puzzle, big words get me into trouble. Yeah, big words get you into trouble. That's the thing that can sometimes happen if you fill it in when you're using pen instead of pencil. And the set began with a song from the musical Starting Here, Starting Now called Crossword Puzzle, and that was done by Claire Carpin. You're listening to your community radio station, KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, Ashland, Oregon. This is a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya's Mix. And today we are going on a journey of songs that have been put together. All of them have been selected by Steve Wire. And he is right now, well, his class just ended, but he was teaching a course called Crosswords and You. And this was at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. He taught a class both in Ashland and in Medford all about crossword puzzles. And his topics. It included everything from why we solve puzzles and what puzzles are all about to us, as well as the history of crossword puzzles and the terminology and the different types of them, and then also the different sources that you can go to for crossword puzzles, websites and different applications, since he's also savvy to the current. He knows computers like the back of his hand because he's been working with computers. He has 40 plus years of experience with it. So he also, on his iPad, that's where he does his crossword puzzles. And then in his class, he also went over solving strategies and resources, as well as how to create your own crossword puzzles. And then the last thing that the last class they had, they got to watch the movie Wordplay, which is about crossword puzzle, a tournament. And actually, I'm going to be ending my show in just a while with the theme song from that. Let's move on and listen to some more here. What I'm going to play for you now is Steve is going to share with us his take on the next clip I'm going to do. I'm going to play for you a clip from the movie Wordplay, and this was an interview with the Indigo Girls. And so let's go ahead and hear Steve talk about that, and then we can move on to that. And then after that, we're going to be listening to a song called Can I Find the Right Words to Say? That's a classic by Blondie. So that's going to follow up that one. So let's go ahead and listen now.
I thought another thing that was kind of interesting is that if you, when you watch the movie Wordplay, they feature like the Indigo Girls. Evidently, they're big crossword puzzle. They like to do crosswords. I don't know that they have any songs about crosswords, but they enjoy doing crosswords.
I definitely started equating crossword puzzles with songwriting, and it really helped my process because I think what it did is it gave me this sense of faith that writer's block is not really real, and that if you sit there and work on it long enough, just like when you do a crossword, something's going to come out. You know, it's just like it's the same thing that Emily's talking about when you stare at a clue and all of a sudden the answer just pops up and you're just like, God, I didn't even know I knew that.
I mean, for me, writing a song, you want to make it general enough so that people can relate to it, but also specific enough so that it's interesting. So there are like all those things that you play with: obscurity, clarity, generalization, specificity. And those are things that you sort of grapple with as you're writing a song.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me a sight between black and white.
Love us the right words, the ones for today. Use them correctly and mean what I say. And
answer the question, crossword.
We just heard Blondie's song, Can I Find the Right Words to Say? The topic is relevant for this crossword puzzle theme. If you're listening to the lyrics, you heard, look up the right words, the ones for today, and use them correctly and mean what I say. Answer the questions. Crossword confession. And then later, it was, it's a challenger puzzle from the magazine section. Across with the questions, 120 brain teasers to torment you. It's appropriate. Before that, we heard the interview with the Indigo Girls, and it's really interesting to look at the connection between music and for them as music writers and crossword puzzles. And there's another song that is appropriate. It's called Academia by Sia. And let's go ahead and hear Steve mention why this was one that was on his list.
I thought that one was kind of catchy. I don't know why, but you know, you can be my alphabet. You know, you're a cryptic crossword, a song I've never heard. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not a lot about crosswords in there, but it's just, I think it's more about academia and school and such. Mm-hmm. So I just like the, some of these kind of, I guess a good song is going to catch in your head and you can't get it out of there.
You can be my alphabet and I will be your calculator, and together we'll work out on the escalator. I will time you as you run up to down, and you'll measure my footsteps as I blow through this town. The mean of our heights is divided by the nights, which is timesed by the daggers and the root of all our fights. The pass of your poems is to sway me in your knowing, and the beauty of the word is that you don't have to show it. Academia, you can pick me up, soon in with your words, when I need your love. I am a dash, and you are a dot. When will you see that I am all that you've got? I'm a binary code that you cracked long ago, but to you I'm just a novel that you wish you never wrote. I'm greater than X and lesser than word, a song I've never heard. While I sit here drawing circles, I'm afraid of being hurt. Oh, academia, you can't pick me up. Soothe me with your words when I need your love. You're a difficult equation with a knack for hard evasion. Will you listen to my proof, or will you add another page on? It appears to me the graph has come and stolen all the laughs. It appears to me the pen is overanalyzed again. And if I am a number, I'm infinity plus one. And if you are five words, you are afraid to be the one. And if you are a number, you're infinity plus one. And if I am four words, then I am needing of your love.
Current, you know, champion of the crossword tournament for this year and last year, his name is Dan Fire. He's a pianist and he's a musical director for musical theater productions. And before him, there was somebody named John Delphin, who was a 7-time champion, and he's also a pianist.
Oh, and how then, interesting with the connection between musicians and the crossword puzzle
right,
winners.
And Stephen Sondheim, who's, you know, won Tony Awards for composing you know, lyrics for stage and film. He's a big crossword fan. Mm-hmm. And so there was a quote I ran into that talked about, from, it was a New York Times article, talking about somebody was kind of hypothesizing about, they saw a strong correlation between skill at word puzzles and talent for math and music. And they think it has to do with, you know, finding meaning and structure. So I think there's, it's not a total coincidence that people who really are good at music or would also be good at the patterns you might find in word puzzles.
Oh, that is so interesting.
So I don't know if there's any scientific proof, but it's kind of an interesting idea. I'd like to explore that further myself. And then another thing I haven't actually done that I wanted to do is, I'm sure if I go out on the internet and just say crossword puzzles music, you would just find tons of puzzles that have either been put on their mm-hmm. websites by musical groups, kind of for their fans, mm-hmm. or just you know, music education. I think there's probably a lot of puzzles about music, but I didn't, you know, kind of go out and list those and research those for this class. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Sly Stone, I guess I like Sly Stone also, again, being a child of the 60s. There's a puzzle in my head, spend a lifetime finding pieces it will take forever to put together. Maybe not specifically about crosswords, but puzzles in general.
Everybody's getting down. Wish a pain, cause you have a baby.
Listening to Maya's mix right now, and we're going on a fun journey together in the world of crossword puzzles and music. And who would have known that they would be so connected? But thanks to Steve Wyer, I now have a full playlist of songs that fit that billing. And I even have way more songs than I'm going to be able to play today for the show than I can fit into one show. So I encourage you to check back on my blog, and I'll be able to give you potentially a list of some of the other songs that have to do with crossword puzzles. My blog is at kskq.org/Maya, M-A-Y-A. And all my past shows, the recordings and playlists are posted there. And you can also join my Facebook page. Look up Maya's Mix on Facebook and be part of the group. And it's a chance to stay current with the themes that are going to be broadcast and what I want your ideas on, since that really is my favorite part of this show, is getting ideas from you for songs and for themes. In that last set, we heard a number of great songs. The last one we heard, as Steve told us, was a crossword puzzle by Sly and the Family Stone. That's the official name of that, the artists there. Before that was Monday's Crossword, and that was Drew Citron, who I hadn't heard of before, but she, I really liked that song, found it online. And we start off with Academia by Sia. Right now in the background, you're hearing a song that the actual music is Don't Look Back. It's by the Telepop Music, but it was remade into this video on YouTube that's titled Crossword, Don't Look Back. Crossword, and it's Karolina Novitska made the video, and it's an interesting remix of the song that I believe it's exploring Alzheimer's. I think she's playing it backwards. So I'm going to move on and listen to what I did. I have to tell you is that there is a fun website out there that has some artist put together a different little song that he made for each day of the week to represent the crossword puzzle for that day of the week and what it's like to do it. And it's different styles of music. And so they're all done, but it's John Schnall is the artist. So what I did is I used GarageBand and I put them together. I added a label so you know the day of the week preceding. You'll hear the day of the week before the little clip starts. Then I just chose a clip from each one and put them together into one particular one. So you're going to hear Steve talk about clips, and then I'm going to go ahead and play it. And he hasn't heard the song yet that I put together from those clips. So it's the Monday through Sunday crosswords and what that process is like.
So this was another set of songs that somebody, the original songs by someone who had, you know, written a song about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and, you know, as New York Times puzzles go through the week, they get more difficult. Mm-hmm. So even though we know everybody thinks of the Sunday New York Times as being the most difficult, it's really more like a Thursday puzzle. But you know, so each of the songs is kind of talks about the difficulty. And that might be kind of fun, too, to listen to some of those snippets.
I remember Monday was like, woohoo.
Yeah, piece of cake. Yeah. And the other Fridays and Saturday ones kind of make your head hurt because they're more difficult. But, you know, if you work at them long enough, and that's one of the things we talk about is techniques for, you know, solving even a really hard puzzle.
Monday.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four, done.
Tuesday.
You don't make me work too hard. You give me such easy clues. With you I know what I got. I don't need to think with you.
Wednesday.
Two empty squares, two blank spaces. Don't go across, don't go down.
Thursday.
We are not wussies. We are men. So let's drop the pencils and use pen. Doing Thursdays in ink. Doing Thursdays in ink. Doing Thursdays in ink. Doing Thursdays in ink.
Thursdays, crossword and ink. It's not as hard as you would think. But write lightly when you start out, or you'll be getting out the whiteout. If you're used to using a pencil, then at first it'll drive you mental. But you'll see, after a while, you'll be crossworded in style.
Doing Thursdays in ink.
Friday.
Cup of tea, weekend arts, I came across you. Figured I'd kill an hour, well, maybe two. Yeah, that's what I naively thought at the beginning. But then I got into you and now my head is spinning. Welcome to my Friday torment. When I started this finishing seemed important. Welcome to my Friday torment. Welcome to my Friday torment.
Welcome to my Friday torment.
Saturday.
You're brainier than me. Thanks. Expose my insecurities. I get it.
Right.
You're brainier than me. I get it.
Sunday.
I'm delighted to spend the day with you. I'm delighted to spend the day. I'm delighted I got to play with you. I'm delighted to spend the day.
I'm delighted I spent the day with you. I'm delighted I spent the day. I'm so happy I got to play with you. I'm delighted I spent the day.
That was a fun musical way of looking at the experience of going through the crossword puzzles on a daily basis from Monday through Sunday. And it's a compilation of song clips that I put together from John Schnall's songs that you can find online. A series of 7 songs based on the New York Times crossword puzzle. And actually, it's posted. You can either Google John Schnall and find it, or you can go to his website. I got it from www.qualityschnality.com/crossword.html. So though you'll get to hear all 7 of the full-length songs if you want to check them out. But this was the version I put together, a compilation of John's 7 songs into one. And so let's move on now to another song. This one is called Mariella. It's by Kate Nash. And you'll know it's appropriate because of the lyrics. She shares, because she knew all the secrets of in her world. Yes, she always got the crossword puzzle right every day. And she could do the alphabet backwards without making any mistakes. Here's Kate Nash with Mariella.
I'm heavy-handed to say the least. My mother thinks I'll be an awful clutcher, 'cause I spill things from sternum too quickly. I'm far too loud. It's like as soon as I've got an opinion, it just has to come out. I laugh at stupid things just 'cause they tickle me. I wish sometimes I wish I was like Mariella. She got some prick stick and she glued the lips together, so she never had to speak, never had to speak, never had to speak. People used to say she's as quiet as a mouse, she just doesn't make a peep. She marched to her wardrobe and she threw away the collar, because wearing black looks mysterious, but it didn't impress her mother. She wanted to dress a baby in patterns and flowers, but Mariella just crossed her arms and so she cried for hours. Mariella, Mariella, my pretty baby girl, unglue your lips from being together and wear some pink and pearls. Just try.
just smiled and she skipped down the road because she knew all the secrets in her world. Yes, she always got the crossword puzzle right every day, and she could do the alphabet backwards without making any mistakes.
Heard a fun song called Mariella. That was Kate Nash. If you were listening to the lyrics, you got to hear how she refers to how she always got the crossword puzzle right every day, and she could do the alphabet backwards without making any mistakes. Right now, you're hearing also in the background a song called Crossword Blues. It's Rob Tognani. I had a lot of fun getting to play the songs that Steve put together for me for this crossword puzzle theme. If you want to check out the resources that Steve offers, he has a great website that you can go to that gives you a chance to read more about his class and also see the list of songs that he's put together and all the other the links and details that can help you think about this interesting topic of crossword puzzles. So you can go to I'll post it on my blog when I post this the recording of this, but it's communicrossings.com. Communicrossings, communicrossings.com, and it's the Ollie course there. So when you go there, click on Ollie and you'll get to learn more about it. Or if you click on the crosswords and you get to read all about the course. So thank you so much to Steve Wire for sharing all these songs with us and his insights into crossword puzzles and the music associated with it. It was a joy delving into this one. I'm going to be closing with a song that's from the 2006 movie called Wordplay. And the song is called Every Word by Gary Morris of the Jayhawks. So that's what we're going to be hearing next. You're also going to hear the last excerpt from the interview that Steve and I had of some closing words of more thoughts to share with you before you hear Every Word by Gary Morris.
I was surprised by all the music that I found in the course of this and how it is really part of our culture. And I think there is something special about crosswords. It's hard for me to imagine finding a whole bunch of songs about Sudokus, for example. I mean, I enjoy Sudokus also, but they're a different kind of puzzle. So prove me wrong. You know, there's probably a whole bunch of songs out there about Sudokus. And
maybe I'll end up doing a Maya's Mix show about Sudoku puzzles. Who knows?
Or you know, doing calculus problems or something, you know, that are really... But I think, you know, I think I've it's kind of enhanced my enjoyment of crosswords just because I understand kind of the rich tradition that we've, you know, come through over the last 100 years. And really, I think I just enjoy the creativity aspect. There was a period back there, I think at the end of the 1920s and 30s, where crossword puzzles had gotten kind of boring. Mm-hmm. People, you know, used really obvious clues. And so things might have started to die out. But that's about the time the New York Times finally said, well, I guess we're going to get involved. Mm-hmm. They didn't get involved for about 30 years. Mm-hmm. It took them until World War II before they started publishing the Sunday crossword puzzle in the New York Times. And that's also the time, kind of a renaissance really, mm-hmm. of coming up with really clever clues with lots of ambiguity and wordplay, mm-hmm. which, you know, it's kind of like listening to bad puns. Maybe sometimes you kind of, you see this clue and you really can't figure out what they're saying. And then aha, you figure it out. So that's part of the enjoyment. So there's something about a really well-crafted crossword puzzle that does provide, you know, lots of enjoyment.
Yeah, definitely.
So hopefully all your listeners will get inspired to, you know, go out and do more crossword puzzles or come take my class.
Thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate you sharing this with us. And I look forward to being able to explore the music, and I feel excited about that.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Hey, thanks.
You know, every word is made up of letters, made up of letters, made up of letters. Put them together and that makes it better, that makes it better, that makes it better. I've been loving you so long, so long. I've been loving you so long, so long. Before you appeared, life was a puzzle, life was a puzzle, life was a puzzle. I am the stone and you are the chisel, you are the chisel, you are the chisel. I've been loving you so long, so long. I've been loving you so long, so long. Truth is a place much like a meadow, sun peeking out, chasing the shadow, fill in the blanks, and I'm ever grateful. Suddenly floated away. Seasons change, I barely remember, barely remember, barely remember. Winter to spring, and spring in the summer, spring in the summer, spring in the summer. I've been loving you so long, so long. So long, so long.